and our unwillingness to take the time that it takes to draw closer to him is one of the main reasons why we're not experiencing what I think what could be possible. To see masses of men and women coming to know Jesus. The issue, and we make a big issue over being transgender. We make a big issue over same-sex relationships. That ain't the issue. The issue's with us, the church, and our unwillingness to sacrifice ourselves for the things of God. And we look back 50-some years ago, and we make fun of how mom and daddy used to do it. How they would enter into the service, and we'd laugh at them, and we'd say, it doesn't take all that. I'm here to tell you, it does. If you want to do something in the kingdom, that is. And if you just want to be just a regular guy in the kingdom, yeah. But if you want to do something in the kingdom, it takes all that. It takes fasting. It takes getting in that word. It takes sacrifice. Abraham, as James read, was willing to sacrifice that which was most precious to him in order to please the Lord. And I wonder, how willing are we to sacrifice things that are precious to us in order to please the Lord? Today, you know, we've talked about resting in the Lord, and you know, and today we're going to talk about, you know, don't go yet. We talked about drawing closer to the Lord today. Sometimes God allows difficult situations to come into our life so that we will refocus our attention on him. And we at times may cry out, why me, oh God, why me? Because God loves you so much, he wants to get your attention. As I said before, it is not the sin of the world that is an issue with the church. There was a song the saints used to sing years ago, and it was, oh Zion, what's the matter now? You don't sing like you used to sing. What's the matter now? If you're old enough, you remember that. Y'all young folks don't, you know. You don't pray like you used to pray. What's the matter now? The prophet said, woe to them who are at ease in Zion. We've become very comfortable in our Christian walk. Amen? So today I'm going to make some comments that are going to challenge all of us so that when we leave this place, we will have to make a decision whether we're going to draw closer to him or not. Amen? Last week we gave you a verse. Have I not commanded thee? Huh? Be strong and what? Courageous. Do not be what? Do not be. For the Lord thy God. Some of you studied that, right? Some of you did not. And here's the reason some of you did not. Because you say it didn't take all that. Don't take all that. You know, you can repeat verses. I'm trying to tell you something. It takes that and more. The Bible says this. It says, thine word, your word, have I hid my heart. Huh? It says. But it's not convenient to study and to memorize. I'd rather do something else with my time. I'm a TV watcher too. And there's nothing wrong with sports. Nothing wrong with it. Watching it, playing it. Do not let it become an idol to you. Amen? God wants you to draw close to him. John, come up here. Grab a mic, John. Come up here, John. Grab one of these mics over here and you have a song for us today? Ready?
Is fall on my knees and cry, cleanse me with fire and purify my heart. Draw me close, closer than before, closer than I've ever been. Oh God, draw me close, closer than before, and closer than I've ever been. Oh Lord, draw me close, closer than before, and closer than I've ever been. Lord, and wrap me in your arms, wrap me in your arms, wrap me in your arms, and wrap me in your arms, wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms and wrap me in your arms. Oh, wrap me in your arms. Lord, won't you wrap me in your arms? Lord, won't you wrap me in your arms and wrap me in your arms? Won't you take me to that place where, to that secret place where I can be with you and you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms and wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Won't you take me to to. Say, take me to that place where, to that secret place where I can be with you. And you can make me like you. So wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. So take me to that place where, into that secret place where I can be with you. Lord, you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. So wrap me in your arms. Lord, all I want is to be wrapped in your arms. Won't you wrap me in your arms? 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 Lord, won't you wrap me in your arms? Lord, won't you wrap me in your arms? Lord, won't you wrap me in your arms? To that secret place where I can be with you, and you can make me like you. So wrap me in your arms. Oh, wrap me in your arms, Lord, Lord. Ooh, 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 yeah. Lord, wrap me in your arms. Oh, yeah. All I want to be, all I want to be, where I want to be, where I want to be. You're where I want to be, you're where I want to be. You're where I want to be, you're where I want to be. You're all I want, all I need, where I want to be, God. Always in your arms. There's safety in your arms. There's joy in your arms. Lord, there's healing in your arms. Lord, there's deliverance in your arms. Lord, I'm happy in your arms. All I want to be, God, just wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Won't you wrap me in your arms? God, won't you wrap me in your arms? Mm-hmm, yeah.
Thank you, John. Are you desiring to draw nearer to him? When I speak about drawing nearer to God, about going all the way with him, understand this one thing. Getting closer, walking closer with him, begins with a preparation of the heart. Everyone say the heart. Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 3. Says, for thus saith the Lord to the men and women of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. The Lord is speaking about breaking up the hard ground in your heart. That part where the word of God is not finding root and lodging, where it's not flourishing and growing, where it isn't bearing any fruit. If we were to have God examine our heart, he would find some areas of our heart that are hardened. Sometimes it's an unwillingness to forgive someone, and we become hardened. And no matter how many times that we hear it preached, we have made up in our minds that part of our heart will remain the same. Because he, she, they hurt me so badly, I cannot forgive them. Which is really a lie. You choose not to forgive them. And so not among the thorns. You see, if there is a patch in your heart that is hard, the area has to be plowed up before planting. Has to be a getting rid of those things which are contrary to the word of God. And then once they are removed, then you can plant the word of God. You see, you can try to sow seeds on fallow ground, but it won't take root. You can come to church every Sunday, but unless there's a breaking up of the hardness in your heart, going to church will not solve the issue. There has to be a breaking up, a tilling of the soil. Near the end of every winter, beginning of spring, a farmer goes out and jumps on his tractor and puts an attachment, a disc on his tractor, and he begins to break up the hard ground. Wouldn't it be foolish for a farmer to cast seed on fallow ground? But you and I, at times, try to cast seed on fallow ground. You see, fallow ground. Yeah, your heart is hard, and you don't want to change. You're unwilling to change because of something that happened years ago. And if you try to sow it among the thorns, it won't grow. Instead, the word will soon be choked out by the thorns. These thorns are the cares of life and other things that choke out the word of God and causes us to become unfruitful. Now, watch this. As I said before, persecution is not the tool that the enemy is going to use against the church in America, because they know that persecution does not work in here. What persecution does, it causes us to grow and prosper. But what does work is the abundance of the cares of this world. And it begins to choke out the word of God. And what the enemy does, he does not use evil items against you to choke it out. He uses things that are good and playful. But in the abundance of those things, it pulls you away from the things of God. Are you listening to me? We're going to have a mega sports camp next month. And we're going to have soccer coaches and basketball coaches. And in its right place, those things are good. But when there's an over and abundance, it begins to pull men and women away from the things of God. Are you listening to me? so much to the point that families can no longer eat dinner together because we got practice we got to get to. I'm going to say it today. So much so that the family can no longer really come to church. That which is good, the enemy will use to separate you from the thing that would point you towards God. And the things are good in themselves, but an overabundance of them then becomes sin to you and I. Because then it has taken the place in your life. And your life now revolves around that and not the things of God. When the farmer finally has the soil prepared, he sows the seed. And then there's an expectation to bring forth a crop, all because he first took the time to prepare the soil. How do you prepare the soil? Write this down. One of those ways is fasting. Who likes to fast? Raise your hand. Oh, man. Well, man, y'all better than me because I do not like fasting. But it's one of those things that we have to do. Huh? Fasting prepares the heart for the Word of God. There's something about fasting. There's something about separating from food that allows you to hear from God much clearer. I don't know how it works, but it does. And you can hear from God. Fasting is a way to prepare your heart. And you know another way is getting into the Word of God. And that's why we challenged you last week to learn that verse. And as you look at who learned that verse anyway, raise your hand. Really? Really? Who can stand up and say it, though? All right, stand up, whoever that was. Whoever that was, stand up and say it. You're on the spot right now. Amen. What that verse is saying is, listen, I've already told you, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. I'm going to be with you wherever you go. Amen? Listen, what's going to happen then is, because you have placed that word in your heart, when the situation arises, when you are tempted to be discouraged, the Spirit of the Lord will remind you of that verse that you learned. And you will choose not to be discouraged. Amen? Amen? Drawing nearer to God. One of the steps in drawing nearer to God, and we look at James chapter 4 and verse 8. James chapter 4 and verse 8. It says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Stand up, Dwayne. So Dwayne's going to play God. I'm going to play me. All right? Now, the verse says this, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. The initial move is on who? Me. And so even if God never moves, if I take a step, am I now closer? If God never moves, if I take another step, am I not closer? If God never moves, as long as I keep moving towards him, I'm getting closer to the Lord. I want you to know the responsibility for drawing closer to the Lord is not on God. You can have a seat. Thank you, Dwayne. The responsibility for drawing close to the Lord is on us. And then watch this. In order to draw closer to the Lord, there are things we have to let go of. And we've been carrying stuff, trying to get closer to him. And listen, that stuff is so heavy, stuff is so crazy, you can't get closer to the Lord because you're carrying worry from 20 years ago. Huh? You're carrying issues on your mental plate that you can't draw closer to the Lord. And what the Lord is saying is, let that stuff go. Take a step towards me. And watch this. Because our God, the Bible says, is as a consuming fire, the closer we get to the fire, you have a fireplace, anybody? Listen, a fireplace, a wood fireplace, that is, and when you get close to that fireplace, if you've got on an abundance amount of clothes, what do you normally do? Take it off. It's too hot. Amen? So watch this. The closer you move to the consuming fire, all right, that stuff that you've been carrying, you begin to disrobe with that stuff. Huh? Because it's too hot. Amen? Amen. And you get closer and closer to him. And what happens is you become purified because all that other stuff you've been carrying, you're no longer carrying it because you're being closer. You're drawing closer to him. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Allow this verse to sink down into your heart and begin to apply it to your life. We have the responsibility of taking the first step. And when you begin to draw nigh to God, automatically, he's closer to you. Amen? Cleanse your hands. Purify your hearts. Single up your mind. Start to seek the Lord. Come out from the world. Come out from the world. Tell your neighbor, come out from the world. How do I say this? We have become, in many situations, so similar to the world cannot tell a difference between themselves and you. Huh? The Bible says in Romans, it says, be not conformed to this world. If I had a bottle of water, I'd show you something. Whatever container you pour water into, it takes the shape of that container. Try it at home. Whatever container you pour water into, it takes the shape of that container. What the Bible is saying is, don't be like that. Huh? Too many occasions, whatever situation we find ourselves in, we blend in with them. We've become chameleon. And they cannot tell the difference. Our language is the same. Huh? If they cussing, we start cussing. What we watch is what they watch. There was a time certain movies the Saints wouldn't go see. We will say now, well, it ain't that bad. You just qualified bad. It ain't that bad. There's certain TV shows now that I can't watch. Because on the TV shows, you hear them now taking the Lord's name in vain. And I don't like that. Do you like it? I tell you, folks, it's like this. It's like you in high school and someone talk about your mama. But we've blended in because we've not drawn closer to him. We've stayed at a distance. Close enough to say that we're saved, but not so close where the fire of God's Spirit begins to burn away things off our character. Listen to me carefully. Close enough to say that we are saved, but not close enough to have the Spirit of God, the fire of God, begin to burn things off our life that are not like him. We don't seek the Lord like we should. But I believe that if we want to see a change in the United States of America, it will have to start in our homes. Huh? Our kids need to see us seeking God's face. Our kids need to see us reading our word. Our kids need to hear us talking about the things of God. Our country is in a messed up situation. Amen? And every time you turn on the TV, you will see either this side or this side. Factions fighting and making negative comments. When did we get to that point that because you have a different opinion than I do, that we have to be nasty with each other? Break up the fallow ground in your heart. Let's have a hunger and a desire to know more about him. We have the responsibility of drawing closer to him. But we cannot do it carrying the things that we now carry. Some of the stuff that we carry now, we have to let go of. And there must be a willingness in our hearts to let go of those things. We have 500 channels on our TV. Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu. If we were to compare the time that we spend on Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Dish, DirecTV, whoever else is out there, YouTube, let me tell you something like this. It is so easy because it satisfies our flesh to go on a binge. And begin, what I mean by binge is you watch program after program after program after program. Am I alone here? Huh? Am I saying the truth? Huh? I'm telling the truth. You can get hooked on a particular episode. And you know you got to get up the next morning. and you'll watch the whole season, all 12, 13 episodes. Amen? And stay awake. You pull out the Bible. Read not even one chapter. You done fell asleep. Amen? Listen, persecution is not going to destroy the church in the America. It has been at ease in Zion. Our desire to be, to live in comfort. Our ease. You don't have this in the back, but I want you guys to turn your Bibles to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Again, you don't have it on the screen there, but turn to Isaiah 55. And I want you to look at verse 6, I believe. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. If you have it, say amen. Amen. All right, we'll wait. Isaiah 55. Oh, did I give it to you guys? I think it's 55. Okay. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Because there's an implication in this verse, okay? And in fact, in the first phrase of this verse, there's an implication in this verse. If you have it, just say amen. Amen. It says here, Isaiah 55, verse 6. It says here, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. There's an implication in that statement. Now watch this. Here's the implication. There will be a time, there will be a period, there will be a season that you will not be able to find him. There will be a time, a period, a season that you will not be able to find him. And so if you have an opportunity to seek the Lord, I would say seek the Lord. Because there is a time when he's going to withdraw. And his spirit will not strive or deal with men forever. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 1. It says how that God had given certain people over to this reprobated mind. He said, okay, this is what you want to do. Go ahead and do it. That's what you want. Go ahead and do it. Huh? Seek the Lord while it may be found. Call on him, the Amplified says, for salvation while he is near. Again, the implication is there's a certain period of time that he won't be near. It says, and give me verse, you got verse 7, the Amplified says this. It says, let the wicked leave behind his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he, God, will have compassion or mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Seek the Lord while he may be found. When you fear his nearness, draw near and call upon him. If there's any wickedness in our hearts, let us forsake it. Forget our evil ways and begin to seek the Lord God Almighty. You know if there's some hardness in your heart, that certain person comes around and you just say, I just your heart's still hard toward that person. And then watch this. When I was thinking about this, and the Lord wanted to make sure that I was clear with you, the Lord is not saying that you have to be in relationship with that person. But here's what's going to set you free. You're holding that against that person, and you've never told them the reason why. You've just stopped. And every time they come around, you give them that little eye. And you make, watch this, here's what we do. And men and women, we're both good at this. We won't speak to you verbally, but we'll communicate by our body language and our facial expressions that I got an issue with you. We won't say, hey, you did this to me 3 years ago, and so that's why we're not cool. What we will do is we'll see them, and we'll give them, huh? Or this is what we'll do. This is what we'll do. We will be in conversation with someone else and know they're close by, and we'll make comments that fit that situation. Because we want them to hear that, but we won't tell them this. That's hardness in your heart. And what the Lord is saying, if you got an issue with them, the Bible says, go to them and say, I've got an issue with you because of this. Otherwise, that hardness in your heart, man, it becomes bitterness, and it begins to poison. Everyone say poison. Poison every other relationship. And as you desire to draw near to God, you have to let that go. Again, I'm not saying you embrace them into your home, but you have to be honest enough and clear enough to say, this is the issue I have with you. I didn't like what you did years ago. Last verse I'm going to read. About drawing, I'm not going to finish today. Verse 8 says here, this is God saying, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, my ways, saith the Lord. You see, God thinks differently than we do. Huh? He thinks differently than we do. God can love the unlovable. Amen? God can be patient with those who you wouldn't, you, huh? And I'm glad that he is. That gives me grace. Listen, realize that God is God, and you and I, we're just human beings. And we think with a natural mind. And we think as creatures, and he thinks as a creator. Amen? God's ways are not. And so there's a way that looks right to us, but God says, no, that's not right. If we're going to draw near to God, we have to let go of some things that are in our way. And listen, and you know in your heart what this is. You know in the situation that you're in, situation that you be in, that this is not the place for you. I should not be hanging with this person at this place. I should not be watching this. I should not be here. You know that already. I don't need to tell you that. The Spirit of the God that lives in you tells you this is not the place for us. Now watch this. All of you who are born again, you have the Spirit of God living in you. Amen? And so watch this. Watch this. You ready for this? Whatever you watch, who else is watching? So think about this next time you choose to go to a certain movie. And you buy the ticket, and you go in, and you sit down, and begin to watch the movie, and they're using all this, whatever they're saying, right? Watch this. It's going to happen. The Spirit of the Lord is going to say, you don't need to be here. And then what do you tell the Spirit of the Lord? Well, I paid my ticket, though. I paid $9 and bought a hot dog and popcorn and, huh? And you talk over the Spirit of God that's speaking to you. We do that. We talk over the Spirit of God. Spirit of God is in this nice, still, quiet voice, and you yell back at him, I bought my ticket. I bought the hot dog. I can't wait. No. It ain't that bad. It won't be that much in the movie. Now watch this. You keep doing that to the Spirit of God, and the Bible uses a phrase, it's all about quenching the Spirit. You begin to quiet him down. And he does this. He goes and finds a seat somewhere and sits down. And he no longer speaks to you because you shouted him down. And if you want to draw closer to the Lord, lay aside all that craziness. Huh? Take a step towards him. Whether it means fasting more, whether it means studying God's word more, whether it means praying more. You're not going to like this. It comes from my wife, not from me. So I just threw her underneath the bus. Sometime before this year ends, we are going to have this noonday prayer. Sometime before the year ends. I don't know how long we're going to do it. What we do now is good, but we can do more than a conference call prayer. I'm talking about if we want to draw closer. I know it's all quiet in here. You ready for this? We have become lazy. We've become lazy. And the easiest way to accomplish something, that is probably the way that we would go. Amen? I'm just as guilty as anybody else. Who's ever tried a diet pill? I got some in my cabinet right now. Because it's easier, we think in our minds, to take that one pill. And we see these commercials. Amen? They're taking this pill and drink 2 ounces of vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and watch that weight just disappear. Amen? You've seen the infomercial just disappear, just melt off. Amen? It's easier, right? God, I don't want to do it the hard way. The hard way is exercise and pushing back the plate. In 2018, that's too hard to do. Let's do an easy way. Let's take a pill. Amen? Let me tell you, 8 times, if 9 times out of 10, that doesn't work. Huh? Listen, I've searched it all. Listen, I've looked at cool sculpting. Go ahead and laugh at me. Oh, that's all right. Tell me the truth. I was wondering, what if that would work? I'll talk to you later. Well, yeah, it works. The reason why, because we want convenience. And we want God on our terms. Amen? We want God to come and to fill us, you know, without us providing any sacrifice. And Brother James read earlier, listen, and Abraham had to be willing to sacrifice what was precious to him to be obedient to the Lord. Are you and I willing to sacrifice what is precious to us to please and to walk in obedience to him? And sometimes it means hanging with a different crowd of people. In this word, in the gathering of saints, but you got to be willing to do it. And if you're not willing to sacrifice, you will not draw closer to the Lord. If you're not willing to give it your all, you will not draw closer to the Lord. If you're not willing to put things away, leave things behind, you will not draw closer to the, you won't. And I don't care how many devotions you read, okay, how many books on Joyce Meyer, I don't care. Listen, it doesn't make a difference. Amen? If you're not willing to let things go, you will not draw closer to the Lord. They're the sacrifice. Your salvation, it's free, no doubt. But you got to work out your own soul salvation. There are some things you have to, not, you and I have to do. Amen? And if we're going to be, to usher in this great revival and windfall of souls, we have to be willing to do it. And listen, it's the world is not the issue. The world, stop getting mad at the world. Oh, they're going to vote for this. Okay. Well, they're going to vote for this. They're not. Okay. That's the world. That's what the world does. Amen. They're passing all these laws. Okay. What the world does. But what you and I do in our prayer closet can change the world. Amen. Stand to your feet, everyone. If you want to be changed, if you want to be changed, it starts, number one, with surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus. And so I want to give you an opportunity today. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you know about Jesus, yes. And you've been to church, yes. I know that you know about him. But if you don't know him as your personal Savior, meaning this, you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You've asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and be the Lord of your life. If that's not you, listen, you're not saved. But if you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to be saved today, I want to give you this opportunity. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Every eye closed, every head bowed. If you're here today, and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, he's speaking to you now, and he's saying, come unto me. You've been carrying a load, and God says, come unto me and cast your care upon me because I care for you. I want to save you. I want to turn your life around. So if you're here today, and you want to give your life to Jesus and have him become the Lord of your life, your Savior, I'm going to ask you to meet me here at this altar. If that's you today, come to this altar, and we're going to pray, and Jesus is going to save you. If you're here today, I know what the devil is saying. Don't do it. Don't do it. But if you are ready to give your life to the Lord Jesus, he wants to save you. He does. He wants to save you. Yes. Yes. You want to surrender. Yes. 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 Yeah. 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 If you know you're not where you should be, you've been kind of just walking along, but really not serious about your walk with the Lord, why don't you come and join me here too? If you ain't been serious, you kind of just floating around and not serious about your walk, but you really want to draw close to him. Hallelujah. Yeah, come. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you see these two souls are here. And God, really, all they really want is you. All they really want is you. And God, you promised that those that come to you, you in no wise cast out. So God, for my sister and my brother, God, whatever their desire is, to know you more, to surrender more, to follow you more closer, God, that you would meet them right where they're at. Yes, yes, yes. So in the name of Jesus, every godly desire that you have, God's going to fulfill it in Jesus' name. He's going to give you more of himself. He's going to fill you from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And you're going to be different from this day going forward in Jesus' name. Do you receive that? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother, in the name of Jesus, thank you for James. Thank you for his desire to surrender himself completely to you. God, fill him with your spirit, God. God, as Samuel poured oil, God, on the new king, God, from the very crown of his head to the soul, if he lets your spirit, God, your anointing, just flow over James. Mold him and shape him, I pray, God, in the vessel you designed him to be, because of his willingness to surrender to you. Do you receive that, James? Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John, come up here again. And John, and you give us a closing prayer. Before you close, sing a portion of that song again, John. Hallelujah. About drawing close to him. Hallelujah. 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 And in fact, I just sense that as you're singing, John, and give a closing prayer, I'm going to wait here. If anybody else wants to come and get prayer, I want to pray for you. So sing, John.
Yeah. Wrap me in your arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrap me in your arms.
Yeah.
So take me to that place where, to that secret place where I can be with you, and you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. 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 Won't you wrap me in your arms? Won't you wrap me in your arms? Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Won't you take me to that place where, to that secret place where I can be with you, and you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Take me to that place where, to that secret place where I can be with you, and you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Won't you wrap me in your arms? Wrap me in your arms. Lord, wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. I want to be in your arms. I want to be in your arms. I want to be in your arms. need to be in your arms. I long to be in your arms. Be in your arms. Just to be in your arms. Just to be in your arms. Just to be in your arms. Long to be in your arms. I long to be in your arms. Wanna be in your arms. I wanna be in your arms. Wanna be in your arms. Long to be in your arms. Just wrap me in your arms. 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 In your arms, Lord, in your arms, just wrap me in your arms.